Hello once again, everybody. Welcome to the Sun Dome in Yakima for State 2B volleyball action as the Manson Trojans getting set to take on the Acosta Wildcats, the second match of the day for both teams. These two teams lost their opening round matches as it was Manson going up against a very talented LeConner team, an undefeated team that's only lost a couple of sets all season long. They whitewashed Manson 3-0, but the Trojans gave them a test, particularly in game number two when they bounced back from a 25-5 loss in the first set, came back in that second set and had a chance to take it, but they ended up losing 25-23, and then they lost in the final set at 25-13. So LeConner moving on to the winner's bracket. Manson moving on now to take on Acosta, which lost in a tough matchup against the Brewster Bears. Brewster, a very strong team that Manson had played twice during the regular season, losing both of those contests. And Brewster actually trailed 2-1 in that match, came back and won the final two to take the victory 3-2 against Acosta and to put Acosta into this matchup here, which is, by the way, as we talked about, a loser-out affair. The loser will be finished for the tournament. The winner will move on and then play tomorrow morning bright and early at 8 o'clock. They'll need to win another game tomorrow in order to move on to the trophy round game to play for Hardware, 5th and 7th in state, and that will be at 11:45 tomorrow morning. But for right now, both teams focused on the task at hand here, and that is this matchup where it is a game of survival. Hi, everybody. Dennis Rom. Welcome to the Sun Dome here in Yakima. We hope you are enjoying our wall-to-wall coverage here on LakeChelanNow.com. We've got the live audio. We are sending back Facebook photos, and we're sending our Instagram format information, tweeting. I'll get in trouble for saying twittering, and just having a great time here. So using all of our social media resources that we have with us, and certainly hope that you're enjoying the coverage here on LakeChelanNow.com. Also story coverage on the website itself with photos. Look for that on LakeChelanNow.com. Our coverage here at the State 2B Basketball Tournament is being brought to you in part by the Manson Growers, one of the oldest apple packing warehouses in the Lake Chelan Valley, with 70 growers and 140 employees, member growers that harvest many varieties of apples that are then distributed throughout the world. Manson Growers, proud to support Manson and Chelan Volleyball at State. You can hear the crowd behind us here as it's certainly more folks in the stands here for this evening game as there was earlier this morning, but that's pretty typical of things. Our tournament action here on LakeChelanNow.com is also being brought to you by Chelan Realty at 141 East Wooden Avenue, the oldest real estate firm in the Lake Chelan Valley, owned and operated by the Higgins family since 1972. If you're looking to sell or buy real estate, check out the team at Chelan Realty or visit them online at chelanrealty.com. Also, from the Manson Chamber of Commerce, they are proud to support Manson and Chelan volleyball players here at State. And a reminder that they have Santa coming to town. That's right. Coming to Manson Saturday, November 24th, will be an appearance by Santa Claus. The fun starts at 11 o'clock in the morning at the Mountain View Lodge, with writing letters to Santa Claus, enjoy some hot chocolate and cider, and then just before noon, across over at Leffler Field, look for the arrival of Santa Claus by helicopter. For more information, check out the Manson Chamber at moretomanson.com. All right, down below us, as we are on court number one here, just about ready to get the play underway, the players had the greetings of one another. The Acosta Wildcats, a very strong team, 17-2, and that includes the loss today. They had only one loss prior to that, so they are 17-2 on the season. And for the Manson Trojans, 14-5 now, with the loss included in that from earlier today against LeConner. Manson again in the kind of that royal blue uniform with the silver and the white piping. Acosta, like LeConner was earlier today, they are in black, but their trim, red and white. So we're ready to get this one underway. And we welcome you once again to our second game broadcast here on Lake Chelan Now from the 2B State Volleyball Tournament involving the Madsen Trojans. It will be serve coming up here to Acosta to get our game action underway. As they'll serve from the back line, a left-hander puts it over. Madsen with the set, but they were out of bounds, so the point going to go to Acosta to take the early lead in this one by the score of 1-0. Second serve is coming up here, deep to the back line, and that will go as an ace. As Madsen unable to handle it on the backside there, Josephine Thompson. So 2-0. Acosta, as again they get ready to serve. They go to the left-hand side, about the mid-court area. They set up the spike for Madsen, and they get it to go. Lady Trojans, nice action at the net that time. And that'll make it a 2-1 score here. And now Madsen will have the serve, and it'll be Macy Ward, the freshman, gets it across. She had some outstanding service in that first match of the day. And they're having trouble getting it across the net. Acosta, the point to Madsen. And we are even up at 2-2. So once again, Ward now to serve it. Deep to the back line, line drive serve, dug out there by Acosta. They plop it over the net. Now Madsen on their side of it. Shot put down and nearly good, and it is good. Nice job there by Madsen. Landa got it to go. And now 3-2. Madsen with their first lead. Again, with the service, the Trojans. They get it across. Return and hammered down on the spike that time. Strong, strong play from Megan Claussen to hammer it home and make it a two-point lead here in the early going for Madsen at 4-2. Ward again with the serve, dug out, down low. Good serve that time. And this time, however, Acosta has the answer with Kaylee Barnum, a 6-foot senior, knocking it down, and the point goes to Acosta to make it a 4-3 contest. Set number one. Acosta with the serve, and there's an ace. It was Barnum on the serve. That's the second tie here in the opening set. Tied now at 4. Barnum again steps up. Tough serve. Dug out that time by Ward. Play at the net. Madsen up there. Gets it back. Hit again by Acosta. They try to slam it in, but good play here by Madsen on the volley. Keeps it alive to get it across on the other side. And now Acosta sets up. Blocked at the net by Claussen. Keeping it alive, the Trojans. Claussen with the bump set. Now they hit to the back line and they score it. Nice placement by Landa. Dropped it in the open hole that time. And that makes it now 5-4. Madsen on top. And at the net, another point for the Lady Trojans. 6-4, Madsen. With the serve, Josephine Thompson hits it across. Dug out there by Acosta. They flip it across over the net. No good there. Slap shot the other way. Madsen getting it onto the Acosta side. Now they dig out a return shot. They go to set up a spike. Hit hard, but too hard that time and out of bounds. The point will go to Acosta. A little too much on that one by Macy Ward. Sends it out of bounds. And makes it a 6-5 contest. Acosta with the serve. Again, dug out by Madsen. Set at the net. Claussen blocked partially. And Acosta able to keep it alive. And the point going to come to Madsen. Double hit for Acosta. 7-5. Trojans by 2. In the first set here. In a survival game between these two teams. And they're unable to return it on a brilliant serve that time. Madsen will put up another point. Nice job by Claussen to make it 8-5, and we're going to have a timeout taken here. Timeout on the court. Set number one. 8-5 is our score, with the Manson Trojans on top. Tournament coverage here on Lake Chelan now being brought to you by Chelan County PUD. Their mission is to provide sustainable, reliable utility services that enhance the quality of the life in the Chelan Valley. Also, Green Dot Sub Shop, proud to support the Manson and Chelan volleyball teams at state. Be sure and check out Green Dot's late day deals from 3 to 6, 4 cheeseburger sliders or 4 pulled pork sliders for just $6. Green Dot Sub and Manson and Chelan, download their easy to use mobile app and go right to the front of the line. Alrighty, after the timeout, it'll be Manson continuing to serve, and beautiful serve, but somehow dug out by Acosta. Wow. That was an amazing save there. At the net, set up, blocked by Acosta. Back it comes the other way. Manson on their side. They push it, try to get it into a hole there. Can't. Acosta still playing with it. Goes back across into the corner. Did it stay in? Yes, it did. Beautiful placement. Josephine Thompson to point to Manson to make it 9-5. And the Trojans extend their lead to 4 points. Here comes service. Clausen with it, gets it across the net, and there's a kill shot by Acosta. Nicely done. 9-6 as the Wildcats will take the point and the serve. From the far side, Acosta gets it across on the Manson side. They set it up, and a little bit too strong on the shot that time by Thompson. I thought it might have gone off the finger of one of the Wildcats. It did not. So the point to Acosta. 9-7. Manson now trying to return service here. They get it across. Did they get into the net? Yes, Acosta did. It'll be point to the Trojans. Manson's got a nice contingent of fans off to our right here as we're perched up above court number one. It is now 10-7. Trojans lead it with the serve. Acosta trying to set it now on the Manson side. They set up a kill shot opportunity, but it's partially blocked by Acosta. Good net play that time. Another block at the net, and the point will go to Acosta. 10-8. Good action here in this one. Very competitive set here in number one, and there's an ace served up by Acosta. By Lane Martin, a 5'9" junior. And now Acosta point away from tying this up. Looking for the third tie here in the opening set, but they don't get it because they serve it into the net. Manson will take the point, 11-9. Trojan serve coming up. As we have a substitution for Manson, checking in is Devin Smith, a senior. Smith with the serve. Strong service, but it's dug out. Delivered to the other side by Acosta. Now Manson tries to set it up, and they do with the spike by Macy Ward. We saw her do that a lot in the opening contest here against LaConnor this morning. Does so there with a nice kill shot. Extends the Manson lead now 12-9 with the serve again. Acosta can't get it over. And it's another point for the Trojans. 13-9, Manson. Serve across the net. Acosta digs it out. They'll set a return here. Nice shot across at the net. Some play there. But Manson saves it, keeps it alive, hits it to the back line. Played nicely that time by Acosta. And then it's hammered home once again for the Wildcats by Barnum. She has been a very impressive player here. 13-10 with the point going to Acosta, and they'll have service now. Trojans await the serve. They dig it out deep on the back line, set it up. Shot goes across, but kept alive here by Acosta at the net. Trying to drop it in. Manson couldn't get it to go. And then Acosta finds a little open hole and drops it in for the point. 13-11. Acosta trying to work their way back, and now they serve it into the net. So again, Manson with a three-point edge at 14-11. As subbing back in is Lauren Soliday. She'll serve here for the Trojans. Acosta trying for the set, and the kill blocked at the net by Clausen. Point to Manson. 15-11. Here in the first set. Service by Manson. Deep to the back line. Can they keep it alive? No. So nice job, 16-11, as the point goes to the Trojans. Soliday with some very good serving here. As Manson in a five-point lead, and as soon as I say that, she bangs it into the net. So the point will be awarded to Acosta, and they'll take service. 16-12, Acosta, as the left-handed server for Acosta winds up, gets it across the net. Strong play on a shot there by Manson, but Acosta able to keep it alive, but they knock it out of bounds. Chelan now, Manson now, with a five-point lead at 17-12. Have the service back to the Trojans. Play at the net. Manson trying to save it. They dig it out. Can they get it across? They do, but it's out of bounds. Tough break there. 17-13 now as Acosta will regain the serve here. Soliday digs it on the back line. Knocked across, but Acosta with a good volley keeps it alive. They try to bang it home. Good job by Manson to keep it alive, and they get it over and across. Great execution. Clausen with a big block at the net. Still a live ball. Getting it across Manson. Down low, dug out by Acosta. What a great volley here. Both teams really aggressive. Ward set up with a shot. Can't slap it in. Acosta again keeping it alive. But they hit it too far and out of bounds to point to Manson. That was an outstanding sequence by both teams. 18-13 as Manson continues to shuttle players in and out of the lineup. Coming in right now, Sarah Simmons, sophomore. And that one, Acosta unable to handle. On the serve, so it's 19-13. Thompson with the serve, gets it across. Clausen at the net, nearly dumped it in, but Acosta able to keep it alive. Thompson with a nice save, but there's a spike. Strong hit that time by Acosta to make it 19-14. Almost like the Manson player set that one up for the front line player of the Wildcats. And Manson unable to get it across off the service. So the score will go to 19-15. 4-point lead. They were up six just a couple of moments ago. Acosta with the serve to the back line. Dug out by Manson. They'll have to hit it across from back deep. They do that. And there is a great job by the Manson Trojans. Megan Clausen, the senior, the six-footer, who just softly dropped it into the open hole for the point. 20-15. And now Clausen will serve here for the Trojans. Hard serve, ace. There you go. Nice job by Clausen. 21-15 Manson. Again, Clausen with the serve. Skims it across the top of the net. Acosta able to dig it out, but can't get it over the net as it'll trickle off the front side of the net. 22-15. Good action here in the first set. Trojans within 3 points of winning their first set at state in 2018. Can they hang on and do it? Well, we shall find out after the timeout. You can hear the Trojans chanting, the fans over in the stands off to my right. Let's go, Trojans. Tournament action here on Lake Chelan now, brought to you in part by Kelly's Ace Hardware, celebrating their 60th year of business. Get everything that you need for the home winterization projects you might have at Kelly's, including heat and roof cables, security lights, portable heaters, and more. And don't forget to check out their great selection of holiday decorations and lighting. That's right, not far away. And ask Kelly's about their Santa suit. Guess what? They have one. Why not? Kelly's Hardware, downtown Chelan, celebrating 60 years. After the timeout, Manson, Claussen, ready to serve it up. Gets it deep to the back line. Dug out there by Acosta. 22-15, Manson with the lead here in the first set. Trojans tried to set up a spike, but they leave it a little bit short that time at the net. Landa unable to get it across. 22-16. And now Acosta with the serve. And they hit it out of bounds. Well, you take that every time. 23-16. As Manson edges ever closer to try and get this win in the first set. And there's an ace. Now they need just one more point. 24-16, Trojans. And ready to do it again. Let's see if Landa has another ace in her arsenal. We've got some conversation going on. Well, the ball went askew and down the line. They had to go retrieve it. So an ace on the last serve for Landa. Let's see if she can do it again and end this one. Serves it deep to the back line, but too deep. 24-17. So still breathing room here for Acosta. As they'll serve it up. Dug out on the back line there by Manson. Now they go to the set. No. Macy Ward could not get over there in the corner to try and pop the ball back over. 24-18. Serve. Trojans just got to be resilient here, and they hammer that one into the net. Maybe getting a little bit tight right now after they needed only one point. They were up 24-16. Now three straight for Acosta. Acosta the serve, dug out by Manson. They set up. They cannot get it across the net yet again. They tried to just pop it over. Macy Ward that time thought the defenders were expecting a spike and thought, well, I'll just pop it in the open hole, but it didn't have quite enough on it. And it's 24-20. Wow. Things have turned suddenly. Service by Acosta. Dug out by Ward, but nobody there to go for it. Manson looking a little frustrated and a little out of skew right now. And their head coach, Haley Libby Thompson, senses the same thing because they're going to take a timeout to talk things over. Man, they have let a big lead slip away. As it was 24-16. And now it's 24-21. Acosta has come battling back. State tournament action here on LakeChelanNow.com, brought to you in part by North Cascades Bank. All right, we're back and ready to go. Tournament action also presented by the Manson Growers. Thank you very much. Service dug out by Manson. They go to the left side. Ward hammers it across. Nice save by Acosta. They pop it in. Manson now trying to set it up. Can they get a good shot going here? They hit it to the back line. Acosta is there. They set up the shot, pop it across the other side. Now hit back deep by Manson. Good volley here by these teams. Knocked across. Manson able to dig it out. Hit it to the back line and out of bounds. They opted not to set at the net, instead hammered it across on the second shot, and it carried out of bounds, and there's an ace, a service ace. Holy cow, 24-23, after things were looking so good with Manson up 24-16. Seven consecutive points now for Acosta, and they have a chance to tie it here. Their serve dug out on the back line by Manson. They tried to set at the net, but it went across instead. Now they give the opportunity, and they're able to dunk it in for the point is Acosta. Right now, the Trojans having difficulty making their sets near the net. Instead of setting up their hitters, they're going over the net. And there's a service ace, and that will give the 25th point of the set. What a comeback it has been here. Now remember, they have to win by two. It's 25-24. Service is up. Now they get it. So Acosta steals that one. 26-24, coming all the way back from trailing 24-16. So they had a run of 10 consecutive points to take the first one in a game and a match of survival here, because the loser of this one done for the tourney. The winner will continue on to the consolation bracket with still a chance to play for a trophy on day number two. So a lot at stake. Now the question is, will the Trojans be able to bounce back after such a disappointing comeback that they allowed their opponent to have here in the last stages of that contest? State tournament action here on Lake Chelan Now. I want to thank Lake Chelan Community Hospital celebrating their 70th anniversary. Watch for construction of the all-new Lake Chelan Community Hospital starting next year with completion in 2021. Also, Campbell's Resort. Hey, sports fans, you know you can watch every Brooklyn Nets game featuring former Chelan standout Joe Harris at Campbell's. That's right. Join Campbell's in Lake Chelan Now, by the way, for a very special Joe Harris watch party coming up on Sunday, November the 25th. That'll be in the afternoon, a family-friendly event. Hope to see you there. Should be a lot of fun. Let's pack it out there at Campbell's for the watch party coming up on Sunday, November 25th in the afternoon. I think it's about 3 o'clock, the tip time on that one. Cashmere Valley Bank is committed to the principles that are summarized with this as the little bank with the big circle of friends. Cashmere Valley Bank is proud to support the student athletes of the Chelan and the Manson volleyball teams. Cashmere Valley Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Don't forget, volleyball fans, to go to our LakeChelanNow.com website for stories, tournament photos. We'll be adding to that as we continue through this three-day event. Of course, Chelan Goats in the 1A state tournament. They start play tomorrow afternoon against Linden Christian. We'll be here for that live broadcast as well. And be sure to follow us on our social channels as well. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. All right. Slight delay here as we're getting ready to go with the second set of this match. And for Manson, boy, they're going to regret that one. Up 24-16. They don't score any more from that point, and they lose it 26-24 in the first set. Got a little bit rattled there in the late stages. But remember, it's a young team. And there's a service out of bounds. So the point going to go to Acosta to get this one underway. And they'll lead it 1-0. Had a nice interview with Haley Libby Thompson that'll be posted up on our website, talking about the Trojans' experience here at State. Across the net, Acosta able to dig it out. They hammer one hard to the back line. And with the kill shot that time, it is Kaylee Barnum. 2-0. Again, the Wildcats to serve here. Left-handed service is up across the net. Dug out by Manson. They set at the net. Try to drop it in the hole, and they do. Good placement that time by Josephine Thompson. And so Manson, their first point here in set two. Macy Ward, the freshman, will serve for the Trojans. Deep to the back line. Acosta's able to dig it out there. And then their return shot, too strong, out of bounds, and we're even up at two apiece. Manson getting the serve across. Acosta gets it on the Trojan side and trying for the spike. A little, boy, that was close. Just trailed out of bounds on the shot by Clausen. And now it is 3-2 Acosta. But Acosta serves into the net, so we have our second tie. This time at 3, and the Trojans now will have it to serve. Doing the honors, Josephine Thompson. Thompson gets it across the net. Blocked at the net that time by Clausen, and the point to Manson. Nice play at the net by Clausen. And now Manson with their first lead here in the second set, up 4-3. Serve again, dug out by Acosta. They set it to the left side, trying for the block, but unable to get to it. Manson, the point will go to Acosta. And we have yet another tie at 4 this time. Line drive serve. Manson able to get it over and across. Acosta now setting up by the net. Hammer one home, and they score it. Too hot to handle for the Trojans. 5-4, Acosta regains the lead. Manson has led only once at 4-3 here in this second set. Continuing to serve is Acosta. Now setting up, Clausen gets it across the net, block. Manson does a great job to keep it alive. Hit it onto the other side, Acosta comes after it. They set up a spike attempt. Diving opportunity to keep it alive for the Lady Trojans, and then they sink it in for the point. Clausen with a nice stuff caught. 5-5. We've seen Clausen do that a couple of times here. Very adept at seeing where the hole is and just softly placing it there. Strong serve and an ace now for Acosta. So they took away that point. And now, with two consecutive points, it is 7-4. Some sort of infraction against Manson. So Acosta with the 3-point lead here. Manson gets it back on the return. And another infraction, I believe, this time on Acosta. Let's see. Nope, on Manson. So the score goes to 8-4. And another serve opportunity here for the Wildcats as they add to their lead. Clausen gets it across the net on the return. Acosta trying to set things up. They just try to dump it in there, but it's played out nicely by Manson. They set up, Clausen hits it across. And the point will go as it was blocked at the net to Acosta yet again. 9-4. Set number 2. Acosta won the first one. Close, 26-24. And another point for the Wildcats. So Manson losing a bit of their momentum right now. Gotta wonder if we might be having a timeout here soon. They can settle back into things. 10-4. And again, the Trojans unable to return. And as suspected, there is the timeout. As Acosta goes up 11-4. So much like that first set, a long run here by Acosta. We were tied at 4. 4 apiece. And since that time, Acosta has run off 7 in a row and up that lead now to 11-4. I want to thank a few more of our sponsors, including the Green Dot Sub Shop in Manson and Chelan. Don't forget about their special late-day deals, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m., 4 cheeseburger sliders or 4 pulled pork sliders for just $6. That's right, $6 for 4 of them. at Green Dot Sub in Manson and Chelan. Download their easy-to-use mobile app and go right to the front of the line. Green Dot, proud to sponsor the Manson and Chelan volleyball teams here at the state tournament from the Sun Dome in Yakima. Back to play now. Acosta with the serve deep to the back line. And they can't get it as Manson made the return. Acosta unable to get back at it. So this time after the Manson timeout, it generates a point for the Trojans as they trail now by six. With the serve, that hurts. Served out of bounds a little bit too long. The point to Acosta, and they'll regain the service. Poyer with the serve, and she'll get an ace. Kylie Poyer, 5'11 sophomore. Easy to spot wearing those dark black glasses. Now 13-5, Acosta. Another good serve, unable to be returned by Manson. 14-5. Trojans need a stop. They need to start getting some momentum back on their side. Poyer serves it across, dug out that time. Manson now tries to set it up, and again, like they've been doing of late, just too much on the hit. It carries out of bounds, and that'll make it 15-5, Acosta. Poyer will continue the service here for the Wildcats. Tried to drop it in, dug out nicely that time for Manson. Hammering the hit across was Thompson. Now Acosta, they fire one deep. Manson with a good volley keeps it alive. Get it back over on the other side of the net for the Wildcats. They'll try to set up the spike one more time. They dump it in, and Manson able to handle it. Quick hit across that time by Thompson. Acosta had a tough time, but they managed to keep it alive. Now Manson sets up a shot deep to the back line, but Acosta very adept at keeping balls in play here. This time, though, they hit it too hard and out of bounds. Point to Manson. It is 15-6. So the Trojans trail by 9. Serving on the far side. Acosta now with the return. They hit it out of bounds. The two consecutive points for the Trojans, 15-7 now. No. They're going to overrule that. The point will go to Acosta. 16-6. And here comes Acosta with the serve. It's a service violation. And now Manson gets the point. As the Acosta player comes over to talk to the officials here, they have not put a point up on the ledger here for Manson, so let's see what happens. The winner of this will play at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning in another must-win game to stay alive for trophy hopes. The loser of this contest, their tournament play will come to an end here on day number one. Some substitutions for Manson as they send in Devin Smith, who will serve it here. They did put the point on the board after the discussion, 16-7. Manson down. Acosta at the net. Tried to hit the open hole, but they can't get it by Manson. And now play at the net, and the point will go to Acosta. So the 10-point advantage for the Wildcats at 17-7. Dennis Rahm here at the Sun Dome in Yakima. Glad to have you along for the 2B State Volleyball Tournament for the Manson Trojans. And there's another point for Acosta, 18-7. Serve is up, deep to the back line. Manson somehow able to dig that one out. Now they bump it across to the other side. And it carried about an inch too far. Tough break there for the Trojans. They're not really going to get that point. Instead, the point goes to Acosta, 19-7. Gutsy call by the Acosta player not to make a play on that ball. She was hoping it would carry out. And I was looking right down on it, and I'll tell you what, it barely did. 19-7. Acosta continues to serve. Dug out nicely by Manson. They clear it across on the second shot this time. Acosta now, they set up at the net. And they drop in yet another point to make it 20-7. They are steamrolling right now. 13 points the advantage over Manson. The serve. Manson having difficulty getting it across. They finally do on the third shot here. But there is a beautiful, just kind of a flick shot for the point that time by Kaylee Barnum, a very skilled player for Acosta. She's got a lot of tools out there. And she gives her team now a 21-7 lead here in the second set. Serve to Acosta. Madsen setting. At the net. Play at the net. Popped out of there. Barnum again with a nice shot to keep it alive. And then another adept play by Josephine Thompson just to flick it into the open hole with nobody there to make it 21-8. Nice play for the Trojans. 21-8. Still some time, but I'll tell you what, Manson's got to start a comeback soon here. Long way to come back. Down by 13 points in the second set. Trying to keep it alive, they can't. As it hit off the hands of Thompson, then carried out of bounds, a point to Acosta. And it's 22-8. Left-handed service here by Acosta. And a goal is an ace. Manson unable to return it. ...23-8, and now Acosta only 2 points away from claiming the second set. In the best 3 out of 5 match, they certainly are playing with the momentum on their side. Manson, a nice job to get it across. One more chance here to get another save. They do get it on the Acosta side of the net. Acosta, though, volleys, keeps it alive, and then hammers in the kill shot. 24-8, 1 point away now. And once again with the spike, it was Kaylee Barnum. Boy, has she been good. Impressive player. Serve is up. Acosta looking for one more point to claim the set. Can they do it here? Let's see. No, out of bounds. The point to Manson. 24-9. And the Trojans now will have it to serve. On the far side, Macy Ward will do the honors. The outside hitter, 5'7 freshman. Gets a strong serve across. Dug out by Acosta at the net. They try to tap it in. And Manson cannot get it across. And that'll do it. 25-9. As they take the victory, Acosta over Manson. And one more set coming up here. Could be more, but Manson has to win this next set to keep play going here. They lost the opening set very close, 26-24, after leading much of the way. Including at one time having a huge lead of 24-16. And then Acosta able to come back and run off the last 10 points in that first set to claim it 26-24. Now they complete set number two with an impressive 29-9 victory as we get set here in a few moments for the third match. I want to thank North Cascade Bank being one of our sponsors here at State Volleyball Tournament Play. Convenient banking starts at North Cascades Bank. Be sure and inquire about their totally free checking and visit them online at northcascadebanks.com to try their free online financial courses. That's northcascadesbank.com. Congratulations to Chelan and Manson Volleyball from North Cascade Bank. And the Manson Growers, one of the oldest apple packing warehouses in the Lake Chelan Valley, with 70 growers, 140 employees. Member growers harvest many varieties of apples that are distributed throughout the world. Manson Growers, proud to support Manson and Chelan Volleyball. Thank you very much to the Manson Growers. Again, the winner of this match here between Acosta and Manson will move on to play in the Friday round of competition, continuing through the consolation bracket to try and earn a trophy. They'll play at 8 o'clock in the morning, bright and early. And if Manson hopes to be in that game, they've got their work cut out right now. Down 2-0. They would have to reel off 3 consecutive set victories to claim the victory here this evening. Great venue for state volleyball here at the Sun Dome in Yakima. They really do a nice job of hosting all the tournaments here. They're very used to it. They do state baseball. They do, of course, state basketball, a variety of the school divisions. Great crew they have here at the Sun Dome. Very experienced. Always fun for me to come back, know a lot of the folks here. And some of the faces really haven't changed a whole lot. It's amazing how long they've been at it here. All right, we're just about set to get this one underway. Thanks for tuning in with us here live on LakeChelanNow.com. We hope you are enjoying the broadcast. Our first foray into live audio broadcasting here on the Lake Chelan Now platform. Looking forward to a whole lot more. Don't forget to check out the website, LakeChelanNow.com, for stories and photos. And follow us as well on our social media channels. All right, Acosta will serve to get the third set underway at the net. Clausen tries to drop it in. Kept alive, though, by Acosta, trying to dig it out. Manson, but it carries out of bounds on the return. So Acosta up 1-0 here in the third set. Manson trying to return to serve. Great setup that time and hitting it right down the sideline on the right wing that time for the point. It was Landa. And we're even up at 1. Manson, again, off a solid service that time by Macy Ward, ends up with the ace, 2-1. Trojans with the lead early in this one. Can they bounce back? Ward, service again. Again, difficult for Acosta to handle, but they are able to keep it alive and get it over the net. They set up Clausen. It's blocked at the net there, and the point will go to Acosta. Nice work at the net by the Wildcats that time. Out of Southwest Washington, Acosta. Manson flips it over to net. Now they can't get down to get a return shot there. Acosta with yet another point to go up 3-2 here in set number 3. I want to thank Jenna Rahm here with me at the Sun Dome in Yakima, now helping out on the photography and social media postings. Check out our social channels. You can see photos almost in real time. Service here by Acosta. They drop it low. Dug out by Manson. Flip it over at the net. Again, though, the Wildcats able to keep it alive. Blocked at the net by Clausen. Nice job there. 4-3. Manson pulls within 1, and now they'll have service. It'll go to Josephine Thompson to serve it up here, and she hammers it a little too strong and out of bounds. So 5-3 Acosta. They serve from the back line. Manson hits it across on the second shot that time. Trojans volley, keep it alive in their front court now. Now Wildcats come up with their third shot as they pop it across. Unable to be played that time. Wasn't a hard shot necessarily, just caught the Trojan off guard. And so now 6-3. Acosta with a three-point lead here in set number three. They won the first two sets. Nice job of just popping it, flipping it over the net that time by Manson. But then there she is yet again. We've called her name a lot. Kaylee Barnum just hammers the kill shot in to make it a 7-3 contest. Barnum is a powerhouse. Service across, Ward. Bump set back to Ward. Hits it across to the Wildcat side, but they keep it alive. Barnum again with a shot over the top. Manson now trying to set at the net with the closet, and she gets it in for the point. Clausen's dad up in the stands taking video and photos. Good Manson turnout here for this evening contest at the Sun Dome. And another Trojan point off the service from Clausen. So Manson creeping back within two now. It's 7-5. Clausen will serve it up again. Hits it hard over the net. Can they return it? No. So Clausen delivering on the serves right now has Manson within a point at 7-6. Clausen winds up, serve, and too bad it carries out of bounds on the left side. So 8-6 our score. Acosta now will have it to serve. Dug out there by Ward. They set it at the net. Acosta keeps it alive. They come back the other side with it. And then trying to flip it across right near the net that time. Simmons unable to do so. And the point here will go to Acosta to make it 9-6. Thanks to our tournament sponsors, they include Kelly's Ace Hardware, the Manson Growers, Green Dot Sub Shops, Manson and Chelan, and the Manson Chamber of Commerce. We thank you very much. Another point goes there for Acosta to make it 10-6 as they'll serve it up yet again, and unable to return serve is Manson. So it's now 11-6. Kylie Poyer has been an effective server for Acosta in this evening's game. Ward cranks up. It's dug out of the net, but Manson unable to get it over and across. And a yet another point here for Acosta to make it 12-6 as they double up on the Trojans. Poyer again. Winds up, serves it. Kept alive there. And a nice job for Manson, but again, somehow Acosta finds the open hole, delivers the shot right to the spot, and advances the lead to 13-6. We're going to have a timeout right now here from the Sun Dome in Yakima. 13-6 is our score. Don't forget, we'll be following the Chelan Lady Goats in the 1A state basketball. In the 1A state volleyball tournament. That gets underway tomorrow afternoon as we'll have Chelan getting set to take on powerhouse Linden Christian. What a tough draw for both of those teams. I'm sure each side would like to have had perhaps a different opponent in the first contest of the day for them, but that's what it'll be, Linda Christian and Chelan. They've got a lot of trophy hardware between the schools, including state championships. That should be a fun one. Linda Christian, Chelan tomorrow here on LakeChelanNow.com with our live broadcast. Back to play we go. 13-6 our score. Acosta with the lead. They hit it across. Manson sets for the return. Claussen can't quite get it across the top of the net. 14-6. And again, Poyer just continues to mount the serves here. It's not like she serves with a lot of power, but her placement is very effective. Now Poyer digs one out to try and keep it alive off the return by Manson. On the Manson side of the net now, as they bump set, hitting it across that time and knocked right back. Macy Ward, at the shot, turned right back at one of her Manson teammates. So Acosta extends the lead now to 15-6. Poyer ready for the serve yet again. Back to Ward. Up at the net they set it. Great dig by Acosta to keep this volley alive. Claussen, now they set at the net for Manson. And the point awarded to the Trojans. With Acosta playing into the net. And on the serve, too strong for Manson. 16-7 now the score. Acosta with the serve. Dug out by Ward. Ward to set at the net. Tried to get it there to Petrie. Kept alive by Ward. Back the other way. Too long on the shot. As it will carry out of bounds. And Acosta tacks on another point. 17-7 with the serve. They serve it into the net. Point to Manson. And now 17-8 as the Trojans will have service for the first time in a bit. Doing the honors will be Devin Smith, the senior. Gets it cleanly across. Acosta setting up at the net. Pounded across the line. The dig by Manson. They come back the other way. Ward with a nice shot. But the Wildcats able to volley and keep it alive. Claussen, bump set. Now they set it up for Ward on the left side. Hammers it home. Great shot by Ward with the kill. 17-9. Long way to come back. No room for error for Manson. If they don't win this set, their season will come to a close. Trojans volley. Keep it alive at the net. Flip down in. And out of bounds on the return by Acosta. The point to Manson. And it's 17-10. So the Trojans now. Spark of life in their fans off to our right. A couple of points consecutive. They serve it across. Acosta. Dug out nicely that time by Manson. Play at the net. Bump set goes back over to the Acosta side. They try to set up a kill shot here, and they get it. Nice effort there. And beautiful execution by Haley Jones, a 5'10 sophomore hitter, to make it 18-10. Acosta with the lead. They'll serve it. Tried to hit it to the back line that time, but a little bit too strong off the right arm of Josephine Thompson out of bounds. And it's, now they say it was touched, so the point to Chelan. Good job there, 18-11. Down by 7 right now, Manson. However, Acosta answers right back with a kill shot down the right side here. And they extend it to a 19-11 lead over Manson. Trojans now with their backs against the wall. Got a battle back here. Acosta the serve. Ward the set to Claussen. Blocked at the net. Manson keeps it alive. They go back over. Again, I think they might have had a hand on the ball that time, and the point will be awarded to Acosta. Twenty to 11. 9 points the lead. Service to Acosta. Ward sets it up to Josephine. Acosta able to keep it alive. The hammer and the kill shot is good. One more time, 21 to 11. Some power shots right now for the Wildcats. They are a solid team. They took Brewster to five sets. As a matter of fact, this Acosta team led 2-1 against Brewster, and the Bears came back to win it. Brewster, a very solid team, as Manson well knows. There's a point for the Trojans. They make it 21-12. And now Manson will get the serve back, as Macy Ward will do the honors. The freshman doesn't play like a freshman. Serves it across. Dug out by Acosta. Their shot too deep and out of bounds. Manson gets the point to make it 21-13. Trojans trail. Ward ready to serve it up once again. Gets it across. Dug out nicely by Acosta. Block at the net by Clausen. Beautifully done. Point for the Trojans. 21-14. We've seen a lot of sparkling play at the net by Clausen here in the tournament. Good serve by Ward over across. Manson now trying to set it. Ward hits it over. Acosta, though, able to dig it out, keep it alive. Nice dig there by Manson to keep a hard shot alive at the net. Clausen dumps it over, and then Acosta just pushes it into the back line where nobody's back there for the Trojans. And the Wildcats will take the point, and they lead 22-14. Now 3 points away from winning this match. See if Manson has any kind of an answer. They hit it hard to the back line and unable to keep it in play. Acosta, the point to the Trojans. That's a good way to start it. 22-15. Manson down by 7 here. And what could be the deciding third match. Acosta gets it across. Manson now setting it up. And the ball just placed in nicely by Acosta for their 23rd point. They're up 8. More importantly than that, they're only 2 points away from the set victory and winning the match. 3-0. Acosta now ready to serve. They get it across. Dug out there by Ward. They'll set it to Clausen. And Clausen has the shot blocked. Acosta will take the point. And now they're just 1 point away from advancing into the consolation bracket round at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. And then Manson hits it into the net. And that will do it. The victory belongs to Acosta as they take set number 3 by the score of 25-15. They opened up with a tough come-from-behind 26-24 win in the first set. They had an easier time of it in the second set, 25-9, and they win here in the third and deciding set by the score of 25-15. So congratulations to Acosta. I know there's tears down on the court right now for the Manson Lady Trojans, as they know that their season has come to a close, but they have a lot to be proud of here at this tournament with some outstanding play, a very young team, and a very good chance that you'll see them back here at State next year. All right, the Sportsmanship Trophy is going to be awarded to freshman Macy Ward of the Manson Trojans as she makes her way out into the floor right now. They'll be making that presentation. So congratulations to Ward, trying to fight back tears in a moment of honor as she'll accept the Sportsmanship Award. And then also for Acosta, their sportsmanship award going to Cameron Schuber. And now they're going to bring out number 21 for the Manson Trojans, Bernardo, Marilyn Bernardo, a sophomore. She comes out, and she'll take the sportsmanship award. They called out initially Macy Ward, and then they end up bringing out Bernardo. And a big cheer went up as soon as her name was announced, so she'll accept the sportsmanship award on behalf of the Manson Trojans here. Congratulations, Manson. You lose your two matches at state, but you accounted yourselves very well, played excellent volleyball, and as we talked about with a young team, I'll bet you they're going to be back. They can build on this. And when you have a young team like this, that's one of the best things, is just to get into a state tournament to gain that experience, because next year when they come back, if they make it back, it'll be familiar territory. They'll know how to handle it. They know what goes on. And boy, you can just see leaps and bounds from teams that are young that go to state and then come back in the subsequent years. We'll hope certainly that that is the case for the Manson Trojans. Before we sign off here, one more big thank you to the Manson Growers for jumping in to be one of our broadcast sponsors here from the state tournament in Yakima, one of the oldest apple packing warehouses in the Lake Chelan Valley, the Manson Growers. We thank them very much. Chelan Realty, one of the oldest real estate firms in the Lake Chelan Valley, owned by the Higgins family since 1972. Also, talking about a lot of old folks here from businesses, it's kind of funny, as Kelly's Hardware, one of our sponsors, they just celebrated their 60th anniversary. Lake Chelan Community Hospital just had their 70th anniversary. And Campbell's Resort, they're over 100 years old. What the heck? One of our sponsors here. Don't forget, by the way, about the Joey Harris Watch Party. That'll be coming up on Sunday, November 25th. Family-friendly event about 3 o'clock in the afternoon as the Nets play. You can watch Joe Harris. Lake Chelan now teaming up with Campbell's Resort. Let's pack it out. Should be a lot of fun at Campbell's for the Joe Harris Watch Party. Also, our thanks go out to Cashmere Valley Bank, committed to the principles that are summarized by the little bank with a big circle of friends. Thanks as well to the Chelan County PUD with a mission of providing sustainable and reliable utility services that enhance the quality of life in Chelan County. Our thanks as well to the Manson Chamber of Commerce. Don't forget Santa coming to town November the 24th in Manson, arriving by helicopter. You'll want to be there for that. Thanks go out as well to North Cascades Bank. Be sure to inquire about their totally free checking and visit them online at northcascadesbank.com to check out their free online financial courses. That's going to do it, folks. That'll wrap up our first day of tournament action. Unfortunately for Manson, they will not have a day two, but they'll create a lot of memories here at this year's state tournament in the 2B division as they lost this morning to one of the top teams in the tourney, LaConner. They lose to a very solid Acosta team, 3-0. Acosta had a close one against Brewster, losing 3-2 earlier here today. So Manson will complete their tournament play with a big pat on the back. Great job, ladies, and hopefully we'll see you back here next week. Don't forget to join us again tomorrow here from the Sun Dome in Yakima. It will be 1A state tournament volleyball action coming your way with Chelan against Linden Christian tomorrow afternoon. Check out our website, lakechelannow.com. We'll have the schedule of matches for Chelan, their first two coming up tomorrow. And we'll have the live coverage for you once again. Also be looking for photos and stories. And don't forget to follow us on all of our social channels as well for state tournament volleyball coverage here on lakechelannow.com. That's going to do it, folks, from the Sun Dome. For Jenna Rahm, I'm Dennis Rahm. So long, lakechelannow.com.